The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians game today with Crestview, the Lady Knights. Crestview comes in with a very flashy 10-1 record. Fort Recovery is at 9-4, also a very excellent record. Unfortunately, the Indians are going to be a bit handicapped today because they are playing without Whitley Ramel, who's dealing with an ankle injury. So no Whitley Ramel in the lineup today for Fort Recovery. Instead of Whitley, Hope Wendell will be starting in the lineup along with Paige Bordkamp, Brenna Homan, Kiki Wendell, and also Allie Vaughn. Here we go with the start of the game. Paige Bordkamp jumping for the Lady Indians and jumping for Crestview. Maya Etzler, and it goes to Crestview. And we're underway here. The family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banta. And here's a pass inside up and good by Maya Etzler. The family dentistry office of Dr. Tom Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in today's basketball game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says Dr. Thomas Banta at the family dentistry office of Dr. Tom Banta. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. And there's a shot up and in by Kiara Wendell. Kiki makes it a 2-2 score. Here's a shot up and good by Maya Etzler. Maya is the sister of the famous Etzler brothers of Crestview, who are the one Etzler's headed for Ohio State next year. Inside to Hope Wendell, and it's loose, picked up by Crestview. Turnover on the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Right side it goes, back out top. Bailey Gregory back on the left corner, and it's stolen away from McCoy, and here's Allie Vaughn to Paige Bordkamp. Wide open three. She can't get it to go down. Rebound Allie Vaughn. She'll go to the hole. Puts it up no good, and a foul's going to be called on Crestview. That's going to be whistled on the Crestview Knights, Lacey McCoy. Her first personal foul. Again, we're coming to you from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio this afternoon. Allie Vaughn puts it up and no good. She will have one more. Lady Indians lost a tough one to Marion Local on Thursday night. 42-32. And there's the shot up and good on this free throw, making it a 4-3 game. Crestview on top by one here in the early going. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. In Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy, there's one near you. Right side it goes to Callie Gregory. Cross-court pass over on the left wing. Shots fired up and no good by McCoy. Rebound chased down by Hope Wendell. And Lacey McCoy goes over the back of Hope Wendell and commits a personal foul. That's her second one, and she will come out of the game right away. So that's going to be a negative for the Crestview Lady Knights, losing one of their starters. Only a couple of minutes into the game here. Right side, Allie Vaughn. Indians down by one, 4-3. And Kiki Wendell just lost the ball. Picked up by Bailey Gregory. Down it comes to Callie Gregory over on the right. There's Olivia Cunningham. Up no good. Rebound comes to Brenna Homan of Fort Recovery. Right side to Paige Bordkamp. Paige back outside to Brenna. Left to Allie Vaughn. Back over to Brenna Homan out near the center circle, dribbling the basketball. Don't forget the Calp Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week, open until 7 Monday through Thursday, until 6 on Fridays. Here's Kiki on a three, missed it, rebound Paige Bordkamp. Back up and in, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Paige Bordkamp getting her first points of the game, and she'll be at the free throw line for one free throw coming here. Indians have taken the lead 5-4, and now it's 6-4 as Page gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Up comes Crestview with the basketball. There's Kylie Etzler with the ball now. She will pass on the right side. Kylie came in a moment ago when McCoy went out. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp on the miss by Maya Etzler. On the left side, Allie Vaughn going to the hole. Passes and it's deflected by Crestview and stolen by the Knights. Here comes Crestview with the basketball. On the left side it is, and back up by Cunningham, and she banks it off the glass and in. Cunningham made something out of nothing on that. Makes it a 6-6 game, all tied up here. Fort Recovery with the ball. Underneath the Hope Wendell puts it up no good, and she's fouled on the play. They're going to call that on Callie Gregory. So Hope Wendell will go to the line with two shots. Hope filling in today for Whitley Rammel, who is out with an ankle injury. Hope puts the free throw up, and it is good. Rattles around and drops in there. Gives the Indians a one-point lead at 7-6. We'll have the boys' game tonight at Wapakoneta. Invite you to tune in for that broadcast. Should be around 7:30 this evening. This is up and good. Both free throws by Hope Wendell. Hope will go out for a moment, and Mara Pearson comes in for the Lady Indians as Fort Recovery has taken an 8-6 lead here in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Inside to Olivia Cunningham, and it's the pass from Callie Gregory was a little bit too high, and Cunningham could not corral it, and it goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery with the ball and the turnover. Kiki Wendell passing, to Brenna Holman. She wasn't expecting it, but got it over to Kiki Wendell. Actually bounced off of Brenna's shoulder before she was able to haul it in. Here's Kiki, top of the key, right side to Brenna Holman. Now to Allie Vaughn, goes to the hole. It's up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Bryn Putman, who's in the game. Bryn Putman of Crestview. Number one on her, and Allie Vaughn steps to the line with two free throws. She was one out of two the last time. First one is no good. So she'll try to connect on this one. Bounces the basketball, lets it fly, and it's good. Again, Allie Vaughn hits one of two. She's two of four on the night, and it's 9-6. Fort Recovery with a three-point lead. Crestview again, a 10-1 ball club. Back outside, over on the right it goes. Kylie Etzler with it, back out top of the key. Inside, back outside. On the left over there is Bryn Putman, and she puts it up and in. Bryn Putman scores on a three, and that makes the score now at 9-9. Actually, they gave that to Bailey Gregory, my ear. Bailey Gregory hits the three-point shot. Left side to Brenna Holman, firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Paige Fortkamp, back up and in. Paige Fortkamp, and timeout is called by the Crestview Lady Knights. Fort Recovery leading 11-9. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this message from our friends at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Enjoy 15% off Case IH and Kubota filters, $2 off cultivator sweeps. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send in your pre-orders so we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
It's not too far away, that big open house, January 27th through the 30th. Cal Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor here tonight, today. Don't forget, if you need handicapped medical equipment, see the Handicapped Medical Equipment Center operated by Cal Pharmacy in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Crestview threw it away. Brenna Holman picks up the ball. An errant pass from Kylie Etzler. Here's Paige Fortkamp on the left. Back out to Brenna Holman. Crestview in his own defense here. Brenna Holman on the right to Allie Vaughn. Now to Paige Fortkamp. Fort Camp almost lost the ball. Double teamed. Whips the pass back outside to Mara Pearson. Here's Brenna Homan on the left wing. Back to Pearson. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn stops the dribble. Now goes. Passes off to Homan, who fires a three, and it goes. Marina Homan connects on a three-point basket. And that makes the score now 14-9. Indians on top by five. Here's a three-point shot by Cunningham. No good by Olivia. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will dribble the basketball up the court. Works against Kylie Etzler. Indians leading 14-9 here in the first quarter. 2:13 to go on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Oh, and she tried to hit Hope Wendell underneath, and it's intercepted by Cunningham of Crestview. Crestview with the ball. Right side it goes over there to Bailey Gregory. Back around the horn on the left. Cunningham fires a three and missed it. Rebound comes down to Crestview. Back outside. Here's a three-point shot. It's good by Callie Gregory. Callie Gregory connects. And makes the score now at 14-12. Back to a two-point game. 1:36 remaining in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Here is a pass over to Mara Pearson on the right wing. Back out to Brenna Homan. Back in the corner. Wide open is Allie Vaughn, and she connects. They left Allie Vaughn wide open, and she drilled a three-pointer. Makes it 17-12. Indians by five again. Crestview with the ball. Back outside it goes to Callie Gregory. Goes to the hole. Puts it up no good. Rebound Hope Wendell. Here's Allie Vaughn bringing it down for the Indians. All the way up and in. Allie Vaughn went coast to coast. And she has had a hot first quarter with 7 points now in the quarter. There's a ball tipped out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp. And the Indians lead here 19-12 in the early going. Again, Crestview 10-1 on the year. Back in comes Maya Etzler. Also coming in is Mandy Mackey for Crestview. Official talking to Holly Gann, the coach for the Lady Indians. Back outside it goes to Callie Gregory. Here's Olivia Cunningham on a three and missed it again. She's kind of been cold from three-point land. Hope Wendell got the rebound for Fort Recovery. Over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki across the timeline. Out near the center circle. Dribbling the basketball. And the Indians are going to spread it out now and try to play for one shot with a 19-12 lead here in the first quarter. Great first quarter for Fort Recovery. They only scored 32 points the whole game the other night against the Marion local Lady Flyers. They've already got 19 here today. 16 seconds to go, 19-12 on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery. And over to Brenna Homan, back to Kiki. She'll fire a shot and miss. Rebound back up by Mara Pearson, no good. Mara Pearson again, no good. That's the end of the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery leading 19-12 over the Crestview Lady Knights. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions right to your home every week. If you wish, just give them a call to set up your deliveries of your prescriptions. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at the famous Fortsite Fieldhouse, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here on FortRecoveryRadio.com, WPGW Radio, and on pay-per-view. Nice to have you with us this afternoon for the game. Brenna Holman right side over to Paige Fortkamp on the left. Back out top to Allie Vaughn as Fort Recovery has the ball to start the second quarter, which is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Here's Kiki Wendell in the lane right just in front of the free throw line, and she connects. And that makes it 21-12. Lady Indians on top by 9 over this 10-1 Crestview team. Outside it goes to Etzler. That is Maya Etzler with the basketball. Around the horn, they threw it away. Callie Gregory was trying to pass the ball to Kylie Etzler, thinking that Kylie was going to break back, but she didn't do it, and the ball just sailed out of bounds untouched. Turnover, Crestview. Fort Recovery with the ball, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by Lacey McCoy of the Crestview Knights. Lacey's playing with 2 fouls in the game here. Paige Fortkamp puts it in to Kiki Wendell. Brenna Holman back to Kiki. Here's Brenna on the left corner to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Brenna. Over to Kiki Wendell. Ball goes through her hands, but she retrieves it. There's Brenna Holman wide open. Come on, Brenna, take that shot. Goodness gracious. Here's a shot from the right side by Allie Vaughn. It's no good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp up, no good. Rebound comes to Grace Guggenbiller, and she scores. Grace Guggenbiller in the ball game for the first time here today. Pass inside to Maya Etzler. Turns, fires, and misses. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Lady Indians are on top by 11 now, 23-12 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Here's Kiki Wendell. She missed it. Rebound, Grace Guggenbiller, no good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp, no good. But a foul's going to be called on Crestview. There's an official standing there 5 feet from the call, and he didn't make any call, and the official that was way out here on the outside made the call. Going to the free throw line is Paige Fortkamp, and she hits. Paige has now a total of 6 points on the day. She will have one more here. Lady Indians are not in any foul trouble at all. This one's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes to Callie Gregory. She'll hand it off to Bailey Gregory. Bailey, top of the key. Swings it to the right to Callie. Back out to Bailey. On the left side it goes to Kylie Etzler. Back out top. There's Bailey Gregory with it. Back on the left. Here's a 3-point shot up and no good by Callie Gregory. Rebound for recovery. Lady Indians doing a great job on rebounding. Inside to Grace Guggenbiller, and she scores. Give Brenna Holman the assist to hit her with an inside pass. And it's 26-12 now. And Crestview in trouble here. Wow. Crestview 10-1. 10-1 on the year. Fort Recovery 9-4. Lady Indians coming off, quite honestly, one of their poorest offensive performances of the year the other night. Trying to make up for that today here. Scoring 26 points already. They had 32 the whole game against Marion Local. Crestview gets the ball back in play. Right side to Callie Gregory. She'll pass over here on the left. Here's a shot by Bailey Gregory. It's no good from 3-point land. Rebound chased down by McCoy. Lacey with the ball. Being guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Dribble stops. Paige Fortkamp deflects it. And Allie Vaughn comes up with the basketball. Down she comes. Ball's deflected by Crestview. Allie got it back. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a 3. It does not go. Rebound comes to Bailey Gregory of Crestview. Down it goes to McCoy. She'll fire it up. No, that's Cunningham. Shot was blocked, and Crestview's Cunningham got it back. Back outside it goes. Here's Lacey McCoy. Good from 3. That's her first basket of the game, and that makes it 26-15. And Fort Recovery wants timeout. 4 minutes and 44 seconds to go. 4 minutes and 47 seconds to go here in the first half of play. Indians on top, 26-15 over Crestview on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4000. 4256.
Hey, check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio on Route 49. That's the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Here's a turnover by Fort Recovery. Layup by Crestview is missed. Outside three-point shot by Crestview is missed again. Rebound Hope Wendell. Hope feeds over to Kiki Wendell, and Kiera will bring it down. Across the timeline. Lady Indians leading 26-15 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Fort Recovery content to run some clock here. Now Crestview goes out to guard the Indians a little bit tighter. Brenna Holman has the ball tipped and stolen by Lacey McCoy, and Holman's going to be called for a foul. Trying to get the ball back. That's number one on Brenna. Mara Pearson comes back in for Fort Recovery. Crestview with the basketball. Right side to Cunningham, fires a three and got it. Cunningham, who was not on to begin with, starting to warm up a little bit here. She has five on the day. It's 26-18 as the lead has been cut back to 8 points. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Back outside, Brenna Holman with it. Over to Kiera Wendell. Zone defense here for Crestview. Brenna Holman on the left. Back to Kiera Wendell on the right. Dribbles in. Passes to Allie Vaughn in the corner. Back outside to Kiki. And out to Brenna Holman, who wasn't looking. She was looking at her coach and almost didn't see that ball coming. Well, she really didn't see it coming. She just turned around at the right time and got the ball. Allie Vaughn over to Kiki Wendell on the right. Back to Allie Vaughn on the left. Dribbling, stopping. Back to Kiki on the right. And there's a three-point shot by Brenna Holman. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Lacey McCoy for Crestview. Here come the Lady Knights with the basketball. Here is a shot by Callie Gregory. It's good on a three. And Crestview showing why they're 10-1 as they charge back here and only trail by 5 points now. 26-21, and there's the ball kicked by Lacey McCoy of Crestview. So it'll be given to Fort Recovery out of bounds. Brenna Holman will leave, and Paige Fortkamp will come in. So we have Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Grace Guggenbiller, and Mara Pearson in the lineup. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. Indians lead by five, 26-21 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Kiki Wendell with it now. Dribbling the ball, goes in, puts it up, and didn't get it to go down. Popped around off the rim, and Crestview comes down with the rebound. Here's Callie Bailey on a three. Yes! Callie Bailey connects. 9 points for her, and all of a sudden it's 26-24. The Crestview Lady Knights charging back here in this game. Down to a minute 57. Here's Kiki Wendell on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound Mara Pearson. Doesn't go. Rebound Crestview. All of a sudden, Fort Recovery can't seem to hit anything. Lacey McCoy for Crestview. There's Callie Gregory. In the lane it goes. Up and no good by Crestview's Bryn Putman. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be two shots for Putman, I believe. Yep, two shots for Bryn Putman. She's a 5'8 junior on this Crestview team. Like Fort Recovery, they've got quite a few seniors on this ball club. Here's the free throw up and yes, it is good. A little bit too long, but it bounced off the back of the rim, up in the air, and came down through the net. That makes it a 26-25 game. This could tie the game right here. Fort Recovery had a comfortable lead just a couple of minutes ago. That's no good. Ball's tipped away. Picked up by Allie Vaughn. Allie brings it up the court. Stops and passes to Mara Pearson on the right. Now on the wing it goes to Brenna Holman, who's back in the game. Back to Mara Pearson on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Allie Vaughn with the basketball back outside. Dribbling, passing underneath to Brenna Holman. Puts it up no good. It's blocked and One official's going to call a foul. One said it was a block. And a break for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Cunningham called for the foul. The official who was standing right there said it was a clean block. The official outside called the foul. Brenna Holman puts it up and got it. So a break for the Indians there. Brenna with 4 points on the day now. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway portable grinder mixers available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. This free throw is no good, so the lead is 27-25 as Crestview got the rebound. Here come the Lady Knights with the basketball. Kylie Etzler with it now. On the left, back outside. On the right side, it goes to Callie Gregory. Down in the corner to Cunningham. Back out to Callie Gregory. Gregory dribbling, spinning. Passes back to Cunningham. Back to Gregory. Top of the key. Callie fires and hits. Callie Gregory with her fourth three of the day. And it's now a Crestview lead, 28-27. Right side, Paige Fortkamp. Back outside it goes to Mara Pearson. Here's Kiki Wendell. Brenna Holman, Tamara Pearson down to 38 seconds. Outside to Mara Pearson. Left side to Brenna Holman. Holman passes over to Paige Fortkamp on the right wing. Tamara Pearson goes inside, lost the ball. It's loose. Crestview comes up with it. Coming down the court is Bailey Gregory, passing back outside. Right side to Callie Gregory, another three. She misses this one. Rebound comes down. They're going to say that stepping on the baseline was Reagan Hammonds, who's just in the game here. Reagan Hammonds. Lady Indians have the ball on the turnover. 28-27, Fort Recovery down by one. After we led, like 26-12 or something like that. Brenna Holman right side to Paige Fortkamp. Into Allie Vaughn. Allie can't corral the pass, and time runs out. We've completed the second quarter of play. Score is Fort Recovery trailing 27-28 to the Crestview Lady Knights. Crestview outscores Fort Recovery 16-8 in that second quarter after the Lady Indians led by seven at the first quarter, 19-12. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You know, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency while leading edge technology. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you today here on PG-14, J Country 101. Again, Lindsey Green is our studio producer. Neil Spencer is here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver. Stay tuned. We'll return in just a moment.
2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Port Recovery Lady Indians trailing Crestview at halftime, 28-27, after we had a double-digit lead in the second quarter, but it disappeared in a hurry. Again, Lady Indians led 19-12 at the first quarter, built the lead to more than 10 in the second quarter before Crestview came back and took the lead at 28-27. Crestview coming in with a 10-1 record, Port Recovery at 9-4. For the Port Recovery Lady Indians, some of the scoring here today, I'll give you all the scoring. Allie Vaughn has a total of 7 points in the game so far. Also, Paige Fortkamp with 6 points. Paige had 2 two-point goals and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Allie Vaughn, by the way, had a 3, a 2, and was 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. Brenna Holman has 4 points on a 3-point goal and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Also, Grace Guggenbiller has 4 points off the bench on 2 two-point goals. And Hope Wendell was 2 for 2 at the free throw line for her 2 points. Again, Port Recovery with 27 at the half. The Crestview Lady Knights are being led by Callie Gregory, who started a little slow but hit 4 three-pointers. I think they all came, maybe 3 of the 4 came in the second period of play. So she has 12 points on the day. Maya Etzler has 4 points on 2 two-point goals, which came pretty early on. Olivia Cunningham has 5 points on a 2-point goal and a 3-point goal. Lacey McCoy with 3 on a 3-pointer. Bailey Gregory with 3 on a 3-pointer. And Bryn Putman hit 2 out of 3 at the free throw line for her 2 points. Again, the score here at halftime, Crestview 28 and Port Recovery 27. We'll take a look at the reserve victory for Port Recovery today right after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse on this Saturday afternoon, Rob Weaver here. We were hoping to have the Jay County boys playing right now in the championship game of the ACAC tournament, but unfortunately, COVID-19 sidelined the Jay County boys basketball team for this week and next week. Next game that Jay County has on the schedule is January the 29th against, it's going to be against Blackford on January 29th. In the reserve game today here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Port Recovery 150-45. Lady Indians led at the first quarter 14-10, led at halftime 22-19. led after three, 36 to 26. And the final score was 50 to 45, Fort Recovery winning by 5 points. Fort Recovery was led by Caleb. Let's try that again. Fort Recovery won the reserve game 38 to 34. 38-34 was the final score of the reserve game. Fort Recovery led 12 to 8 at the first quarter, 20 to 17 at halftime, 30 to 24 after three, and again 38-34 was the final. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in the reserve contest by Callie Wendell, who had 8 points, 7 for Grace Guggenbiller, 6 for Sage Luthold, and 6 for Mara Pearson. Mara just played in the first half of that game. Elizabeth Alec had 5 points, 3 for Alexis Wendell, 2 for Lindsay Wendell, and 1 for Abby Kanapke. Again, it was 8 for Callie Wendell, 7 for Grace Guggenbiller, and 6 apiece for Sage Luthold and Mara Pearson to lead the reserve team to a victory as they improved their record to 8-6 on the year, beating Crestview 38-34. Tonight we'll be following the Fort Recovery boys. Last night the boys had a really hard-to-take loss to Marion Local as Fort Recovery jumped out to an 11-0 lead in the first quarter in that game last night. And then Marion Local scored 14 points in a row before Fort Recovery would score again. That gave Marion Local a 14-11 lead at the time. Marion Local went on to take to trail just by one at halftime. Fort Recovery led at half 19-18. After three, Marion Local grabbed the lead at 28-26. And the final was 42-41 with Derek Judy hitting a three-pointer right in the final seconds to make it a one-point game. Once again, leading the team was Owen Judy with 16 points, including 4 3-point baskets last night. 9 points for Derek Judy, 6 points for Caleb Evers, 5 for Gavin Toby, and 2 for Regan Martin. Actually, let me correct myself. Caleb Evers did not have 6 points. 6 points for Brian Benn in that varsity game last night. So 9 for Derek Judy. Again, leading the way, Owen Judy with 16. Then we had 6 points for Brian Benn, 5 for Gavin Toby, 3 for Kale Rammel, and 2 for Regan Martin. Fort Recovery Reserves defeated the Marion Local Flyers. Let's try that again. Fort Recovery Reserves lost to the Marion Local Flyers 50-45. Fort Recovery was led by Caleb Evers, who had 15 points in that one. So we're underway here to start the second half of play. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the Farmer's Friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Crestview with the ball. Here's Lacey McCoy. Starts to dribble in, stops. Feeds off to Maya Etzler. Outside with the basketball. Back over to Lacey McCoy on the left wing. She'll pass out back top. There's Callie Gregory driving in. Puts the shot up on a fall away. No good. Rebound up and no good by Etzler, by Maya Etzler. Rebound by Allie Vaughn. Here comes Allie racing down all the way up and in. And the Lady Indians have grabbed the lead back here by a score of 29-28. Fort Recovery back in the lead. Again, give Allie the points. Allie has 9 points on the day now. Crestview just missed a shot. Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Paige Fortkamp with the ball. Over to Allie Vaughn. Cross-court pass on the right to Brenna Homan. Brenna dribbles the ball. Back outside it goes. Kiera Wendell on the left side. Now there is Allie Vaughn. Paige Fortkamp on the left wing. Back outside it goes to Kiera Wendell. Back to Paige Fortkamp firing a three, and it's no good, in and out. Rebound comes to Maya Etzler. Maya hands off to Bailey Gregory. Goes over on the right side now. Shot by Cunningham's no good. Rebound, Crestview on the deep rebound. Back out top. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound chased down by, that was a foul called either on, going to call on Kiki Wendell on the rebound. That's going to give Crestview the ball underneath their own basket. Mara Pearson will report in. Hope Wendell will go out.
29-28 score. Fort Recovery with a one-point lead here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Check out all the employment opportunities for Cooper Farms at cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. Bailey Gregory driving against Kiki Wendell. Stops, fires, misses. Rebound comes to Kiera. Kiki will bring it up the court. Passing down to Brenna Homan on the right wing to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn in the lane. Left side to Paige Fortkamp. Back to Mara Pearson. Kiki Wendell, top of the key. Brenna Homan over on the right to Allie Vaughn. Lady Indians hanging on to a one-point lead, 29-28, with 5:28 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Allie Vaughn directing traffic, passing back outside to Paige Fortkamp. On the left to Brenna Homan, back outside to Kiki Wendell. Wendell dribbles right, goes back left down the lane, feeds over to Mara Pearson. Back outside to Homan. That's Brenna Homan. Here's Allie Vaughn on the left. There's Kiki Wendell. No good on the three-point shot. Rebound comes. We got a foul called. No, a jump ball called. Jump ball is called on the play. Kiki Wendell will toss it in on the baseline for Fort Recovery. Goes way outside to Mara Pearson. Here's Brenna Homan, right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will drive baseline, now feeds over in the far corner to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Kiki, drives in, 10-foot shot, good. She is good at that. Kiki Wendell with a two. That makes it 31-28. Fort Recovery leads by three, 4:30 to go here in the third quarter of play, and there is a foul called on Fort Recovery. Going to whistle that one on Paige Fortkamp. Number two on Paige. Nobody really in any foul trouble for Fort Recovery. Paige is the only one with two. Inbounds pass comes to, taken away by Paige Fortkamp, and they're going to call a jump ball. Inbounds pass came to Maya Etzler, but Fortkamp reached in there and grabbed it away, but the official said it was a tie-up for a jump ball, and Crestview gets the alternating possession. Callie Gregory passes in, and there's, they say Gregory was on the baseline when she got the pass back. So turnover on Crestview. Kiki Wendell brings it down across the timeline here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Outside to Allie Vaughn. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Right side it goes to Mara Pearson. Mara passes back out to Brenna Homan. On the left to Allie Vaughn. Fires a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down. And Paige Fortkamp got it. It's stripped away from her. Now it's up for grabs again. And we've got finally a jump ball. That was a wild scramble for the basketball there. Several players on the floor. Fort Recovery leads by three, 31-28 with 3:53 to go in this game. Again, Fort Recovery, if you tuned in late, playing without Whitley Rammel today with an ankle injury. Here's Allie Vaughn driving to the basket, and she is fouled and will be at the line with two shots. So Allie Vaughn goes to the line. She already has 9 points on the day to lead Fort Recovery in scoring. Bounces the ball, eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it's no good. In and out. Well, she's been to the line three times today, missing the first free throw all three times. Her other two times, she made the second one, so let's see if she can do that again here. Vaughn gets the ball from the official, bounces it, puts it up, and it's no good again. Missed them both this time, and there's a foul on Paige Fortkamp. Going over the back, says the official. That's three on Paige. So she is in trouble now with three fouls. It's still early in the half. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Coach Gans leaving her in the game for the moment. 31-28 score. Outside is Callie Gregory. She'll feed to Cunningham, who broke to the basket and lays it in. Olivia Cunningham gets her seventh point of the game, but she hasn't scored in quite a while. Left side, Kiki Wendell on the left corner. There's Grace Guggenbiller back outside to Kiki Wendell. Three-point shot, and it lodges between the rim and the backboard, which is a jump ball. And I think Fort Recovery is going to get this. Maybe not. Principal's Tony Stahl comes over and knocks the ball out of the rim. Rob Weaver here. Lindsey Green's our studio producer at the radio station. We're on FortRecoveryRadio.com also today and also on pay-per-view TV. Right side, shots fired up. No good by Callie Gregory. Rebound, Crestview. Back outside, there's Cunningham. Blocked by Mara Pearson. Pearson grabs the ball, races down, goes all the way. It is good! And she's fouled in the act of shooting. Mara Pearson, only a freshman, usually plays about half of the JV game and the rest of the time at the varsity level. That's a big basket for Mara, and she'll be at the line for a free throw here. Fort Recovery now has a 33-30 lead. This is up, and it is no good. Boy, that's three free throws we've missed here in the last minute. Crestview with the basketball. Out front with it is Bailey Gregory to Callie Gregory. Back to Bailey Gregory. Back to Callie Gregory. A left side three-point shot is good. She has five threes on the day. Five threes for Callie Gregory. Left side, Grace Guggenbiller on a three, and she counters. Grace Guggenbiller gets her seventh point of the game with a three-point basket. 36-33, and here's it stolen away by Allie Vaughn. She'll come racing down, goes all the way in, stops, back out to Kiki. And Wendell will bring it back out top and reset the offense. Wendell with the ball just off the left of the top of the key. There's Allie Vaughn on the left wing, back to Kiki, standing out the left angle. Now she drives in, and there's going to be a foul called on Crestview. It's going to be called on Bryn Putman. Number three on Bryn Putman, so she will go out of the game. Fort Recovery leading 36-33 in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. 2:05 to go in the quarter. Allie Vaughn gets the inbounds pass to Kiki Wendell. Inside to Hope Wendell. Back outside to Brenna Holman. Right side, Grace Guggenbiller on a three, and she misses this one. Rebound comes to Crestview. Down come the Lady Knights. They come in with a 10-1 record today. They turn it over. Brenna Holman picks up the loose basketball across the timeline on the left to Kiki Wendell. Tonight we'll have the Fort Recovery boys game at Wapakoneta. That'll be coming your way about 7:30 this evening. Left side to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller looks to pass the ball, and we have a... not sure what the call was there. Violation on Fort Recovery. So Crestview will get the basketball back. 1:25 remaining in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Want to sell your corn to Cooper Farms? Give them a call at 800-637-7167. That's 800-637-7167. Crestview dribbling the basketball. On the right side, it goes to Callie Gregory. She'll pass. Down in, back out on the right wing. That's Lacey McCoy with the ball. There's a foul on Allie Vaughn. Allie picks up her second foul. Lady Indians hanging on to a 36-33 lead. They've held Crestview to only 5 points so far here in this third quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Callie Gregory outside. She's very dangerous. Watch out for her. Over to Olivia Cunningham. Cunningham dribbling the ball. She'll pass off to Kylie Etzler. To Cunningham. Back out top it goes to Bailey Gregory. On the left to Olivia Cunningham. Back outside it goes. Bailey Gregory to Cunningham. Fires a three and missed. Rebound Allie Vaughn for Fort Recovery. Brings it down in the middle all the way. Feeds on the left corner to Kiki Wendell. And Kiki will bring it back out and reset the offense. 25 seconds left to go. Coach Gann says, I want just one shot here, gals. Kiki Wendell with the ball. Dribbling, now passing on the right to Grace Guggenbiller. Back outside it goes to Kiera Wendell. Kiera, top of the key. Back out to Brenna Holman, right side to Grace Guggenbiller. In the middle to Kiki Wendell, puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes to Crestview. And time is going to run out. No shot for Crestview. So we've completed three quarters. The Lady Indians have taken the lead back. 36-33 over the Crestview Lady Knights. Sport Recovery outscores Crestview 9-5 in that third quarter to take a three-point lead heading into the fourth and final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms here in Fort Recovery. Stay tuned. Coming up, we'll have the fourth and final quarter right after this break.
2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we go to the final quarter. Lady Indians on the verge of an upset here, if they can hang on. Crestview coming in 10-1. Fort Recovery's 9-4, but let's remember, the MAC conference competition's pretty tough. Allie Vaughn will toss it in to Kiki Wendell, and Kiki will bring it up across the timeline. Zone defense here for Crestview. Brenna Holman gets the ball on the right of the key. Back on the left to Allie Vaughn. Back to Holman. Right corner to Grace Guggenbiller. Back out to Brenna Holman. Paige Fortkamp. On the left it goes. There's Allie Vaughn with the ball. Crestview trapping now. Here's Grace Guggenbiller. She'll dribble in. Passing right side to Fortkamp. No shot there. And her pass into Kiki Wendell was partially deflected. And now they're going to call a foul on Kiki Wendell. No, they're going to call that. Going to call that on Crestview. Wow. Call that one on Reagan Hammonds of Crestview. Allie Vaughn back outside to Brenna Holman on the left side to Kiera Wendell. That was a controversial call. Kiera goes in to Allie Vaughn, left side to Paige Fortkamp, back out to Kiki. Dribbling the ball, back to Paige Fortkamp on the left wing, back out top to Brenna Holman. Grace Guggenbiller gets it on the right. Down to Allie Vaughn, Brenna Holman on the left. Paige Fortkamp sets and fires and hits on a three-pointer from the left corner. Paige Fortkamp now with a total of 9 points in the game. It's 39-33. Here's a three-point shot, no good by Callie Gregory, and a foul on the rebound underneath. I'm going to call the foul on Crestview. Call it on Reagan Hammonds, her second foul here in the last minute. Fort Recovery has the ball, leading 39-33 now. Lady Indian defense has been tough here in this second half of play. Brenna Holman back out top to Allie Vaughn. Back to Brenna on the right. Passing in the corner to Grace Guggenbiller. Bounce pass to Allie Vaughn. Stopping. Feeding to Kiki Wendell. And she can't get it to go down. There's a foul called on Bailey Gregory of Crestview. Allie Vaughn was fouled. And she'll be at the line for two shots. Not sure that's a good thing or not. Allie's not been good from the line today. She's hit only two of five attempts. Or two of six, I should say. And here's one up and in. That's good. She'll have one more. Makes her 3 out of 7 now. Eyes the basket and flies and hits it again. Those were two perfect free throws. Go figure. 41-33, Lady Indians have taken an 8-point lead, and Allie Vaughn has 11 points on the day. Crestview with the basketball. We're down to the final 6 minutes of play. Crestview came back once before. They can do it again. They can get hot. Here is Callie Gregory, top of the key, passing on the left to Olivia Cunningham, who drives in a collision. They're going to call a foul on Allie Vaughn, number 3 on Allie. Or was it Guggenbiller? Nope, it was Allie Vaughn. Number 3 on Allie Vaughn. At the line is Olivia Cunningham with 2 shots. First one's up and no good. A little short. She will have one more. Olivia has a total of 7 points on the day so far on nothing but field goals. Here's another free throw, and this one's good this time. And we have timeout Crestview as Crestview has cut the lead to 7. Fort Recovery 41, Crestview 34. We'll return in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Lady Indians trying to upset Crestview. Fort Recovery playing without Whitley Rammel today, even. Whitley, one of the starters for the Lady Indians, out with an ankle injury. And so Fort Recovery will have the ball as we resume play here. 5:55 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery leading 41-34. Outside to Allie Vaughn. Double team, passes to Guggenbiller, a corner shot, good. She is good at that. Grace Guggenbiller on a left corner three, makes it 44-34. Here's a shot by Lacey McCoy, no good. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Fort Recovery leading by 10 points. Trying to end the Crestview Lady Knights, their second loss of the year. Left side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki in the lane, back to Brenna Homan. Here's Allie Vaughn. On the left side it goes to Grace Guggenbiller. Now to Kiki, back outside to Brenna Homan. Zone defense here for Crestview. Trying to trap when they get a chance. And here's timeout Fort Recovery. 5:07 to go in the game. Fort Recovery calls time, and the Indians are leading 44-34 over Crestview. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
Down to 5:07 left in the game. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Allie Vaughn will toss it in to Kiki Wendell. Back to Allie Vaughn, right side to Brenna Homan. Homan back out to Allie Vaughn, standing in the center circle. Dribbles the ball. There's a foul on Crestview. Going to call that one on Bailey Gregory. And it will be 1-1 for the Lady Indians. Allie Vaughn will step up there. I have a feeling if the Lady Indians can convert their free throws here today, from now to the end, they should be a winner. Currently leading by 10, 44-34. This one's up, and it is good. 45-34. Lead has been expanded to 11. One more coming for Allie Vaughn. It's up, and it is good again. 46-34. Fort Recovery up by 12. Here's a drive to the hoop. Up no good. Rebound comes down to Paige Fortkamp as Callie Gregory missing that shot. And there's a ball tipped out of bounds by Crestview. Last touch by Olivia Cunningham of the Crestview Lady Knights. Once again, Crestview with a 10-1 record right now. And Fort Recovery at 9-4. Left side, Allie Vaughn. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Right side it goes to Brenna Homan. Homan, a bad pass, but Allie Vaughn got it. That was not a good pass from Brenna. Here's a foul called on Crestview on Bailey Gregory. That's number three on Bailey. Crestview's being led by Callie Gregory, who has 15 points on the day, all threes. This free throw's no good by Kiki Wendell on the 1-1, and Crestview's Maya Etzler comes down with the rebound. Crestview with the basketball around the perimeter, trailing by 12, 46-34. Outside to Callie Gregory, right side it goes. Three-point shot is no good. Off the rim by Putnam for Crestview. Bryn Putman. Fort Recovery got the rebound. Allie Vaughn stands outside. Dribbling the ball. Now passing over to Brenna Homan. Back to Allie Vaughn. Allie backs up. Feeds over on the right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Back outside to Brenna Homan. Fort Recovery's eating some clock here. Leading by 12, 46-34. Time is running out. 3:26 to go in the game. Allie Vaughn back outside. Dribbling in, back out to Brenna Homan, right side to Grace Guggenbiller. There's Kiki Wendell, back out to Brenna Homan, over to Allie Vaughn. Allie's double-teamed, has the ball tipped away from her. Allie comes back and got it. Double-teamed again, and there's going to be timeout, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery will have the ball when we resume play, and we're down to 3:04 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery 46 and Crestview 34.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Lindsey Green is our studio producer at the radio station today. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we'll be on WPGW at 100.9 and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight for the boys' game from Wapakoneta. We have the Jay County girls' game from the ACAC tournament on our other side at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Tonight, as Jay County will face Adams Central for the ACAC championship this evening. That'll be a 7 o'clock start on that one. Our game from Wapakoneta will be about 7:30. There's a foul called on Crestview, and Kiki Wendell goes to the line, and it's no good again. She's missed on two opportunities there from the free throw line. And Crestview with the basketball. Outside, Lacey McCoy fires a three, does not go. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Kiki Wendell. Kiki comes out, circles around, gives over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn across the timeline. Passes now to Brenna Homan on the right. Brenna plays a lot of minutes for this team. She rarely comes out. Here's Kiki Wendell. Lost her balance, and the ball goes out of bounds. Kiki Wendell rarely comes out. Allie Vaughn rarely comes out. Here comes Maya Etzler back in for Crestview, and Lacey McCoy will take a rest. 46-34, a 12-point lead for the Lady Indians, looking pretty good at the moment. Only 2:15 to go in the game. Here's a three by Callie Gregory, and she can be an equalizer. She hits another three. That's her sixth three of the game, 18 points, and Crestview calls timeout. Timeout Crestview with 2:12 to go in the game. Fort Recovery leads by 9 now, 46-37. Will Crestview have enough for one more comeback? We'll find out when we return.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery with a 46-37, 9-point lead. And we'll resume action here with Fort Recovery with the basketball. Allie Vaughn will toss it in from the end line after a 3-point basket by Callie Gregory, who's a great shooter. 6 threes for Gregory today. And that's been the main part of their offense today. Paige Fortkamp gets the inbounds pass to Allie Vaughn. Double teamed, and a foul is going to be called on Crestview. Lacey McCoy, I believe, picks up the foul. Yes. And that's number 3 on Lacey. Coming in for the Crestview Lady Knights, replacing Lacey McCoy. And can't see her number. We'll just check it out in a minute here. Here's the free throw by Vaughn, and it is no good. It rolled off to the left side. Coming in is Bryn Putman. Bryn Putman comes in for McCoy. Well, I said a moment ago, if we could hit our free throws, we'd have this game nailed down, and we haven't been able to do it. And there's one that finally went down. Allie Vaughn now with 14 points on the day, I should say, as the Lady Indians have a 47-37 lead. Crestview needs a shot in a hurry. Back on the left side, Olivia Cunningham drives and fires and hits. Cunningham scoring. Olivia Cunningham, she has a total of 10 points on the day. Timeout Crestview again with 1:50 to go in the game. We're down to a 9-point lead again. Actually, we're down to an 8-point lead at 47-39. Fort Recovery leads only by 8. They'll have the ball when we come back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Allie Vaughn will toss it in here for the Lady Indians. Comes in to Kiki Wendell, back to Vaughn, back to Kiki, back to Vaughn, across the timeline, stopping. Back outside it goes to Kiara Wendell, who is fouled by Crestview. Going to call that foul on Kylie Etzler. I think this is going to be their strategy to send the Lady Indians to the line. So Fort Recovery hits the free throws. It's over. If they can't hit the free throws, then Crestview will have a chance. Here's the free throw up and good this time by Kiki Wendell. She had missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s previously. So that's a refreshing change, and she missed that one. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp, though, but stolen away by Crestview. Getting the steal was Bryn Putman for Crestview. 48-39, a 9-point game. Crestview with the ball, and they're going to call double dribbling on Callie Gregory. 1:27 left to go. Fort Recovery with the basketball up by 9 points, 48-39. Allie Vaughn will toss it in here. Comes in to Kiki Wendell. Back to Allie Vaughn. Over now to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller double teamed. Passes in the middle to Paige Fortkamp. Breaking down the lane, and Paige Fortkamp lays it in. Give Grace Guggenbiller a big assist there. And Paige Fortkamp the basket. Inside it goes to Crestview, to Bailey Gregory, and she scores on a layup. She has 5 points today now. Fort Recovery with the ball. Scores 50-41. Fort Recovery by nine. There's a time, or there's a foul called on Crestview. 54 seconds remaining. Miracles do happen. There's still time for Crestview. Kiki Wendell goes to the free throw line, but if the Indians hit these free throws, it's over. It's up and good on the first one. That makes it a 10-point game at 51-41. One more for Kiki Wendell. Eyes and flies, and it's good again. So two straight free throws there for Kiki. And Crestview with the ball. There's a whistle and a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's called on Brenna Homan. Inbounds pass coming here from Callie Gregory, knocked out of bounds by Kiki Wendell. Crestview will have the ball again. 52-41. Fort Recovery leading by 11 after those two free throws by Kiki a moment ago. Here's a drive to the hole. It's up. And no good, but a foul's called on Fort Recovery as Olivia Cunningham will go to the free throw line. 43 seconds remaining. Going to the line again, Olivia Cunningham. 10 points for her on the day, and now 11 as she hits the free throw. She'll have one more. 52-42. This would make it 52-43. Up, and it is no good off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down, and going to be a jump ball. And it's going to go to Crestview. So missed the second of the two, Cunningham did. Crestview will have the ball in front of the Crestview bench, and Crestview decides they want to call timeout. Timeout on the court, 39.6 seconds to go. It's 52-42, Fort Recovery leading the Crestview Knights.
2021 is finally here. Many people have had a rough time in 2020, and we at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your families and community have a blessed and prosperous new year. Please be supportive of the less fortunate and try to make 2021 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster, with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Lady Indians on the verge of winning their 10th game of the year. It'd be a sweet one, meeting a very good Crestview team who's 10-1. Pass comes in bounds. It's stolen by Allie Vaughn. Over goes to Kiki Wendell. Wendell down, and she is fouled on the play. That's going to be called on Callie Gregory. Only her first, so she is in no problem. I say that's not right. It's her third foul. Free throw is good by Kiki. So after missing two, the front end of 2-1-1, she has hit on, and this one's also good. She has hit on 5 of 6 big free throws for Fort Recovery. 54-42 now. The game is pretty much over. Lady Indians leading by 12. Cunningham hits a 3-point basket. That makes it now 54-45. And 18 seconds to go, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by the Crestview Lady Knights. Here comes the inbounds pass to Brenna Holman. And the ball's tipped out of Brenna's hands. And it's going to be, actually, they're going to call a foul. Going to foul on Callie Gregory. So Brenna will go to the free throw line here. She is shooting two free throws. It's up and no good off the back of the rim. Brenna will have one more. She has a total of 4 points on the day. She'll have one more. It's up and it is good. It makes it 55-45, a 10-point game down to 12 seconds. This baby's in the win column for the Lady Indians. How about that? Here's a shot up and good. 3-point basket by Bailey Gregory. 55-47. There's a foul called with only 1.8 seconds to go in the game. Fort Recovery will go to the free throw line once again. Lady Indians are led by Allie Vaughn with 14. Kiki Wendell has 11, and also 11 points for Paige Fortkamp in this contest. So stepping to the lines, Kiki Wendell, and she's been Miss Perfect there the last several opportunities. First one's up and good. One more for Kiki. Puts it up, and it is good again. It gives her 13 points on the day, and that's your game. Fort Recovery wins over a very talented Crestview team. 57-47 is the final score. After the Lady Indians trailed at halftime, 28-27, they come back and lead pretty much coast-to-coast in the second half of play. Fort Recovery 57, Crestview 47. Lady Indians go to 10-4 on the year, and Crestview falls to 10-2 on the year. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new PACASAC Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a PACASAC near you. PACASAC, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, Fort Recovery wins today by a final score of, 57-47. Congratulations to the Lady Indians. We do have the head coach of Fort Recovery, Holly Gann, coming up to say hi here. And, boy, coming into the ball game today, Holly, Crestview 10-1, Whitley Rammel out with her ankle injury, and didn't look the greatest, but wow, the gals responded.
Yeah, I think the most beautiful thing about today is that we did a lot of things that we don't normally do. And the girls were able to respond and pick up the gaps. Obviously, Grace Guckenbiller came in for us and played really hard. She is a shooter, so it was really nice today. She was hitting it. She was getting her feet set. She knew what she can bring to the table offensively, and defensively, she was able to play for us today. So that was awesome. She rebounded. I just thought she did a nice job playing really good, solid four quarters or three quarters for us, and the girls just responded. I mean, they did everything we wanted them to do and more, and we Paige Fortkamp crashed the boards hard. I mean, we were obviously number five is a really good player, and they have some good players. The big girl's really nice, but I thought we did a nice job containing them and working towards our strengths, and yeah, it's good.
Four in double figures, 14 for Allie Vaughn, 13 for Kiara Wendell, 11 for Paige Fortkamp, 10 for Grace Guggenbill.
Yeah, again, it's been a while since we've been four four double digits there, and 57 points in a game is never hateful. So I thought for sure if we could keep them under 40, that was going to justify a win. We were trying to slow the game down a little bit. Kira also has some leg issues here that we're trying to maintain. And so I just thought we executed exactly the way we wanted to with our game plan.
Well, you came out, took a double-digit lead in the early going there, and then Crestview came storming back a lot because of Callie Gregory's three-point shooting. And they actually led at halftime, 28-27, but then pretty much you guys controlled the second half all the way down the line. And I think this might, well, our biggest lead might have been 12 or something like that in the second half.
Yeah, I think we were 26-12. I just remember we had conversations around the score and tried to do some different types of things just to kind of slow the game down a little bit for us. And that's kind of when they went on their streak. We started shooting and taking some shots that we probably didn't need to be doing, and they were able to kind of get back there in the game. Talked about it in the locker room just to be a little bit more cautious about what we're doing late in the game. Obviously, we weren't looking to get much of anything with the lead, just trying to maintain there, get layups, and just continue to work the ball. Free throw shooting wasn't the best for us today. You got those stats?
I haven't had a chance to add them up, but Akira Wendell missed two front ends of 2 1-and-1s, and I was starting to wonder there because I knew we had to hit those free throws to win this game, but then she only missed one the rest of the way. She had 2, 4, 6, 8. She was 7 of 8 going down the to the end.
Hey, and you know what? It feels like at different moments of the game, there's a lot more because it's just one of those. It's the free throw line, so it's a free throw. You know, we got to make them. But I have to say that in the last couple games, we've been doing really, really well. We're on the upward swing. We're focusing it. We're making it a priority for ourselves. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of their hard work and dedication to the program. And it's just fun to watch. Fun to coach, fun to watch, and just a fun to be a part of it.
Well, sweet win over a very good team. Again, Crestview falls to 10-2. You guys go to 10-4 on the year. Always nice to get to the double digits.
Absolutely. I don't disagree with that. And there's more to come.
So next week, I know you got St. Henry on Thursday. What else you got next week? Anything?
Tuesday, we are at South Adams is coming to us home.
Yes, so. That's correct. Yeah, we were going to originally broadcast that, but we can't now. So you folks can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. But South Adams here at the Fortside Fieldhouse on Tuesday. Well, hey, congratulations, Holly. It makes your weekend a whole lot nicer.
Absolutely. Again, girls are playing hard, and I'm happy. There's nothing to not be happy about that, and we were able to do some things today, like I said, that we haven't been able to do in a while. So
just one final comment about Whitley. Concern there? What's going on there?
We are resting the foot. So actually, it's a foot thing. So we're not 100% sure what the duration of that is right now. Our long goal is probably more important than a short goal. So the MAC title is obviously that short goal. There's some things that have to go right. It's not out uncalled for, but we're thinking that if things fall in place, we'll know the last game against Minster. So if Minster can get a loss from somebody else, Marion has to get a loss from somebody else, and we'll have to chip at Minster that last game, so we just want to make sure she's ready for that.
While we're talking about Whitley, wow, what a game the other night. I don't know how many blocks she had, but she was awesome on defense.
You know, you can't even, she just has the eye. Like, she knows when to jump. It's a lot of volleyball there where she knows the ball is up, when it's going to be released from the hand, and when to go and hit it, you know? So she just has great timing with that. And not more importantly, we've been working a lot with body spacing. So I'm good with blocks, but it's a lot of times they want to call that contact there. And so we've been really working with her body spacing when she types to go up and do those things, just because we don't want those fouls on her down there.
No.
But I thought our help side defense on Pullman was unbelievable. Not only to release off a winner, you know, and just go get Pullman right there in the middle of the paint multiple times on the baseline. She just was really aware of where the ball was and was able to make some huge plays down the stretch for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, we wish you the best next week. Congratulations again on the nice win today.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Holly Gann with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Final score again was 57-47. Fort Recovery knocks off a great Crestview team that only lost once all year. Again, Crestview will go home with a 10-2 record. Fort Recovery now 10-4. Just real quickly on the scoring again for Fort Recovery, 14 for Allie Vaughn, 13 for Kiera Wendell, 11 for Paige Fortcamp, 10 for Grace Guggenbiller. Grace had two twos and two threes in the contest. Grace can shoot the ball, that's for sure. 5 points for Brenna Homan, two apiece for Mara Pearson and Hope Wendell. In the Crestview scoring, they had 18 points from Callie Gregory, who had six threes on the day. She can shoot the ball, too, that's for sure. Also, it was 14 points for Olivia Cunningham. She had a nice ball game. 8 points for Bailey Gregory. Chipping in with 4 points was Maya Etzler, and 1 point for Bryn Putman. And that was pretty much all the scoring for Crestview. In the JV game, Fort Recovery wins that one 38-34 over Crestview. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in the junior varsity contest by Callie Wendell with 8, 7 for Grace Guggenbiller, 6 apiece for Sage Luthold and Mara Pearson, 5 for Elizabeth Allig, 3 for Alexis Wendell, 2 for Lindsay Wendell, and 1 for Abby Kanapke. Fort Recovery reserve team 8-6 now, again the varsity at 10-4, I should say. 10-4 is the varsity record. Tonight we'll be at Wapakoneta, the Fort Recovery boys at Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery trying to bounce back from a stinging loss last night, losing 42-41 to the Marion local Flyers last evening. And I see the team is out here right now. They're getting ready to take their venture up to Wapakoneta here on the bus. Again, we'll be there to bring you the game at 7:30 tonight here on the radio at 100.9 on the FM dial. So from Fortsight Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, I'm Rob Weaver wishing you a very great day for the rest of the day. And again, we'll be back tonight to bring you the boys' game at 7:30 from Wapakoneta.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.